Chapter 21. Tragically, the American people may deserve to be hated, not for their freedom, but for breeding, feeding, and turning loose the biggest, meanest dog on the block. Americans originally acquired this big dog, the federal government and its military, in order to protect themselves and their property from potential intruders. However, over the last 200 years, this dog has grown into a monster that has laid claim to virtually the entire yard and half the neighborhood. Americans appear to simultaneously love and fear their pet protector. Average Americans spend more time working to support it than working to support themselves. They seem to have no will to chain up this dog, even when neighbors complain bitterly about the dog's trespassing, damaging their property, and upsetting their personal affairs. What are the neighbors to do? They can see that this big, mean dog has turned its masters into its slaves and is eating its owner out of house and home. They have watched this big, mean dog stage phony fights with other neighborhood dogs, just to drum up support for better food, higher fences at home, and more permission to prowl in the dark. The neighbors ask each other, how can the owners of this big mean dog be so rude as to let it roam around our neighborhood, making a mess of our property? After all, most of them claim to believe in a God that teaches, love thy neighbor as thyself. Peace-loving neighbors want to feel sorry for the poor owners of this big, mean dog, but after all, the owners brought the dog into the neighborhood. They feed it, and then turn it loose to roam the neighborhood. They even make deals with some of the landlords, making it legal for this big, mean dog to stay in certain neighbors' yards, even while the people do not want it there, even when its behavior is offensive and destructive of their customs. Some of the neighbors have strong religious objections to dog crap in their yards. Is this so difficult to understand? What is left for these people to do but launch some kind of attack to get the attention of those who are housing and feeding this big, mean dog? When thinking of the dog's owners and handlers, words that come to mind are irresponsible, selfish, and bullies. Thinking of the neighbors, the only word that comes to mind is justified. If you are feeding the dog, please don't fall for the myth that you are innocent. Speaking of feeding the dog, when was the last time you stopped to figure out how much of your paycheck winds up in the dog's food bowl each week? Let's see. Income tax, Social Security tax, property tax, sales tax, excise taxes, state and local taxes, licenses, fees. Are you walking the dog, or is the dog walking you? Is this dog protecting you, or does he own you? How many Americans have any idea what their big mean dog has been up to in the neighborhood while they have been asleep? How many Americans understand or even care about the anger felt by many of the neighbors?